This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the year-long commemoration of 150 years of the national song Vande Mataram in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative stamp and coin on the occasion. He also launched the portal vandemataram150.in, where citizens can upload their videos of singing the national song and earn a certificate. Addressing the event at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in the national capital, the Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is a mantra, an energy, a dream and a resolution. Mr. Modi added that Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay started a clarion call for an independent, united and prosperous India through the song.
Vande Mataram ek shabd ek mantra hai ek urja hai ek swapna hai ek sankalp hai Vande Mataram ye ek shabd hame itihas mein le jata hai ye hamare vartman ko aatmavishwas se bhar deta hai aur hamare bhavishya ko ye naya hausla deta hai ki aisa koi sankalp nahi जिसकी सिद्धि न हो सके, ऐसा कोई लक्ष्य नहीं जो हम भारतवासी पा न सके.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan have paid homage to the national song Vande Mataram. In a social media post, President Murmu said that Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay composed the immortal song in the 19th century during the Sanyasi rebellion against the British rule at the time of the 1905 Swadeshi movement. In a social media post, Vice President Mr. Radhakrishnan described Vande Mataram as a timeless anthem that awakened the spirit of nationalism and continues to inspire generations. The 150th anniversary of the national song is also being celebrated in various states. In Uttar Pradesh, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed the commemorative event at Lok Bhavan in Lucknow. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said, under the inspiration of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the day is being observed as a day of remembrance to honour the spirit of patriotism that Vande Mataram ignited. In Bihar, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, along with senior ministers and BJP leaders, attended the ceremony at state BJP headquarters in Patna. Mr. Shah also participated in the group singing of the national song. Addressing the function, Mr. Shah said that Vande Mataram is a symbol of national unity and integrity. Election campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections has gained further momentum. Star campaigners and senior leaders of various parties are conducting intensive election campaigns. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two public meetings today in Aurangabad and Kaimur districts. From the Congress Party, senior leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meetings in Bhagalpur, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold rallies in Gaya. The Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav will address 18 public meetings today. In the second and final phase of the assembly elections, voting will be held on the 11th of November in 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts, while the counting of votes will take place on November the 14th. The Supreme Court has issued a slew of directions today to insulate key public spaces from the growing stray dog menace and to clear highways of stray cattle and other animals. A bench of Justices Vikram Nath, Sandeep Mehta and N.V. Anjaria, hearing the Siomoto matter on stray dog management across the country, has ordered that every educational institution, hospital, public sports complex, bus stand and railway station must be properly fenced to prevent the entry of stray dogs. The Justice Nath-led bench has asked the local municipal bodies to conduct regular pickup drives from such premises and shift the animals to designated shelters after mandatory vaccination and sterilization. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has predicted a fall in minimum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during the next 48 hours. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to be in the very poor category. And with that, we end this news bulletin.